Journey to Pentecost, Week 7, Day 115, May the 15th, 2024. No pain for you. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 22 through 24. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Devotional. I did this because of you, and I did this for you. Sounds crazy, right? It's been said that inventions and businesses are created out of a need. When you see something isn't working, you try to come up with a good idea that could solve the problem and possibly help others who have the same problem. Many people have become millionaires because they provided a solution to problems people were having. During the beginning of COVID, many new ideas were introduced that we are still using today. That's what God did for us. He saw a need and he provided the need. He had to come up with a solution to sin and create a way for us to become friends again. So, Jesus was born to solve that problem. Jesus' death, crucifixion, and resurrection was for us. He was betrayed and beaten by men, even after seeing the miracles performed through him. But God. Death couldn't hold Jesus down. If it did, then we would not have access to freedom and eternal life with God. He snatched the keys to death so we would not have to die in sin anymore. As you continue on your journey to Pentecost, think about the stripes Jesus received so you can walk in freedom and be with him in heaven forever. Don't let his dying be in vain. Prayer. Lord, I thank you for sending your son Jesus so that my soul wouldn't be lost. I receive the gift you've given. In Jesus' name, amen.